For a studio audience. Oh, sorry. Hey, Shirley! They got some hot gossip for you.
Oh, no. They caught Waldo licking foam off the racks again.
Well, Laverne, what?
I found out who that new guy in the bottle capping department is. The tall one with the dark hair. His name happens to be Tad Schatz. His uncle is the Big Schatz. Max.
I know.
How you know?
He spoke to me. He says he wants to spend his break time with us.
What for?
Says he has something very important to ask us. I also heard through the grapevine that his family wants him to learn the business from the ground up so he can take over for when Max dies.
I'm not a warm family. I need a donut. Uh-oh, here he comes.
Hi, girls. Donut anyone?
Oh, hi, Tad. This is Laverne.
Hi, Tad.
Hey, shut. Starting a break. Your uncle wants you to wash his car.
I only got a minute, but my Nana's having a dinner party at the Schatz Manor tomorrow evening.
He's got a Nana.
And a Manor.
I was wondering if you two girls would like to attend.
Why us?
Well, you see, my Uncle Max doesn't think that I relate well to the workers.
Oh, you brought us donuts.
Not chocolate.
So I thought that if I invited a couple of the workers to go to the party, then my Nana would talk to my Uncle Max and say what friends I was making with the little people. And he'd have me transferred out of this filthy department.
What a charming invitation.
Thank you. Is that a big mansion, huh?
I'm sorry, I already have a date with Arthur Fanzarelli.
Oh, that's all right. You can bring him, too.
Fonzie at a society party?
Here's the invitation, and all of the directions are right on it. You just follow these, and I'll see you tomorrow night, right?
Yes, right.
Yeah, we can really have lots of fun.
Uh-huh.
You'll get the gussy up a little bit.
Feel this invitation. The words have bumps.
Formal dress. We ain't got nothing to wear to this, and we can't afford to buy new clothes.
Don't worry, we'll come up with something.
I got a better idea. Let's not go. I mean, why should we go up there to represent the workers, the little people? We're only helping him out.
This is a chance to help ourselves out.
How?
This is a perfect opportunity to meet the right kind of people. Didn't you always want to go inside one of those big, beautiful homes? Laverne, the only kind of parties we've ever been to are bring your own.
I like bringing my own. Then I know what I'm getting. Why don't you go by yourself?
I can't go by myself. I'd be too scared to go by myself.
What? Scared? You're as good as they are. We're as good as anybody.
Oh, that's right, Laverne. So please go with me. Please, please. I want to go so bad. Please, you're my best friend in the whole world. I'd do it for you.
Get
please.
Excited.
Please go with me. I want to go
all
so
right.
Bad.
I'll gussy up.
I'm walking.
You drove right off the road. You totaled it.
I couldn't help it. She blew in my ear.
I don't care what she did.
I
got a guy
with my ear.
It was my
guy.
It was my
guy.
Hey, Laverne, it's Shirley.
Oh, Lenny, Squiggy, my, what a surprise.
Hi, fellas. We didn't see you.
That's okay.
Well, see you around. Bye.
Hey, listen, if you're not doing anything tomorrow night, we got the truck.
The big one.
Yeah. There's a great make-out picture playing at the drive-in. The Robe.
No, thank you. We're going to a formal society dinner.
Oh, pardon me, ladies.
Yeah. I would have worn my tuxedo, but my polo pony ate it.
I cannot believe we went through school with those guys.
Where are we going to find two dresses?
I got it. I'll ask Fat Sally, the locker lady. She sees everybody. She'll know where we can borrow some dresses.
I don't want to wear Fat Sally's dress. We both wear Fat Sally's dress.
Let's ask Lenny and Squiggy. They know everybody.
Yeah, but everybody avoids them.
It's worth a try, Laverne. Now, be nice. Oh, Squiggy! Lenny!
Change your mind about the robe?
It's about dresses.
I heard it was a religious picture.
Yeah, Egypt.
Squiggy, you and I, we've been friends a long time, huh?
So?
Well, Laverne and I are kind of in a little jam, and we was wondering if you fellas could help us out.
Yeah, I guess I get you.
What we need is for you to help us find some dresses, some fancy dresses, you know, like prom dresses. One size 5, one size 10 that we can wear to this fancy party tonight. You gotta ask everyone we know.
What's in it for us?
A buck.
Now, we want something we can divide.
Wait a minute, you can divide a buck?
What are you gonna do, tear it in half? We haven't got any change.
You got an orange.
How about 50 cents a piece?
Okay, that's a deal. You get your gal. Don't worry.
I'll get the size 5, you get the size 10. Well, I'll get the size 10, you get the size 5.
Why do I get the next one?
Hampton Street. Right. Thank you. We're all set. The cab will be here in an hour. He promised to have us to the Schatz Manor by 8 o'clock, and Fonzie's meeting us there after work.
Swell.
Come on, Laverne, let's fix your hair.
I do not comb, tease, or spray until I get my dress.
You'll get your dress. Everyone we know is out looking for dresses. Somebody will come through.
Sure, and they're all just holding back to the last minute to make it more exciting. Then we could get dressed in the cab.
Laverne, you can drag your feet all you want to, but I'm going to this party, and I'm going to meet some nice gentlemen.
Oh, like Tad Schatz? He's a conceited dork.
No, not like Tad. Some other nice society gentleman.
A society gentleman would only go out with you for one reason. To have a good time, a few laughs, and a little vodeo-do-do.
Oh, I don't vodeo-do-do.
You vodeo-do-do.
I don't vodeo-do-do.
You vodeo.
Once. I was going steady a whole year. I have a spotless reputation. Ooh, I hate it when you make that sound. You did that on the bus the other day, and that poor driver pulled over thinking he had a flat.
Yeah.
You make fun of everything, Laverne.
Okay, say we go to this party and you meet this wonderful guy. You think he's gonna marry you?
Stranger things have been known to happen. And I can marry anyone I please.
You don't please that many people, Cheryl.
Mr. Wright will come along.
But he may not come to this neighborhood. Cheryl, we work in a brewery. We date guys from the pizza bowl. Face it, we found our niche.
But that doesn't necessarily have to be our niche, Laverne. It's like that song.
There's a niche song?
Yeah. No, that song that Frank Sinatra sings, you know. Just what makes that little old ant think he can move that rubber tree plant. Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant, but he's got what, Laverne?
A hernia.
And I've got him too. And there is no reason on earth why Prince Charming cannot walk through our front door.
Hello. All right, come on down, Ahee.
Got your dresses.
Oh, I knew he'd come through.
Yeah, sure.
All right, just one thing, sure. Sure, we can only rent them to you on account of my uncle needs them back at the Wax Museum by Monday.
Okay, how much to rent?
Well, we had to take them off of Anne Blythe and Donna Reed.
Not the real ones, the wax dummies.
Mm-hmm. I got that, Lenny. How much, Squiggy?
Well, why don't we say, for you, $15.
All right, you got it. It's a deal. Lenny is $5. Now get out of here. We got to try these over.
All right, now remember, get them back to me by Monday because nobody likes to look at naked wax.
Miss Shirley Feeney and Miss Laverne de Fazio.
Do we tip this guy on the way out?
You'll get it later. Do you see Tad?
No.
Those two people are staring at us.
They're just admiring our lovely dresses. Hello.
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 We're second cousins to the Schatzes. I'm Marshall Stewart of the Palm Beach Stewarts, my wife Vivian, formerly Vivian Brune of the Boston Brunes.
DeFazio of the Milwaukee DeFazios, formerly of the Brooklyn DeFazios.
And I'm Shirley Feeney of the Michael J.
Oh, those are lovely dresses you're wearing.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
Marshall, I'd like to speak to you a moment.
What is it, pumpkin?
What's all that about? That lady's cruising for a bruising.
Oh, stop.
Here's Nana, everyone.
Ooh, there's Tad.
Hi, Hi, Tad.
Hi, how are you? Nana? Here's the two girls from the brewery I was telling you about.
Hello.
My, those are lovely dresses.
Oh, why, thanks. Thank you.
Remind me to tell Max he's overpaying the laborers.
Laverne, where's your beau, that Fonzarelli character?
Oh, he had to work late at the garage, but he said he'd get here in time for the eats.
Oh, that's nice. Now, why don't you go over and look at the statue of Nana, because I really must mingle with the real guests.
Look at this! An indoor statue. It's the first one I ever saw of a person still living. Oh, look at this chair, Laverne. Look. Oh, the arms are little lion's paws. I can't believe it. Oh, Laverne, you gotta sit in this chair, really. It's just so nice. It's so comfortable. It's so pretty.
It's Nana's.
Oh,
from the statue.
The statue? Oh, no, Laverne, put it back.
I tried. It won't stick.
Dinner is served.
Did you hear that? Dinner is served.
Of course I heard it. I got 3 ears, don't I?
Don't look now, but Mr. and Mrs. Snootface are staring at us again.
Let them. We're doing just fine.
I'm sorry, Master Tad. This gentleman made me say this. Ladies and gentlemen, the Fonz. Your coat?
That's right, it's my coat. Rose, your pants? Who is this guy?
Come here, Fon.
Hey, how you doing? Oh, don't get up, don't get up, huh? You're gonna spill your food. Knock yourselves out.
Arthur Fonzarelli, this is our hostess, Nana Schatz.
Our hostess, Nana Schatz. Our life begins at 80, huh, Nana? Whoa!
This is Tad Schatz.
Hey, how you doing, Tad?
How do you do, Arthur?
Oh, listen, everybody, I'm real sorry that I'm late, but it was my night to close up the garage, dig?
Perhaps you'd like to, wash your hands.
No, I wash my hands down the garage real quick. Hey, listen, Teddo, I'd love to use your John for another reason if you receive my drift.
Yes, certainly, certainly, Arthur. Gerald, would you show Mr. Fonzarelli the facilities?
Facility?
This way, sir.
You're still after my coat, huh?
Don't look now, but Miss Moot Face is now staring at our backs.
She's just curious about us.
She's gonna grab you, Cheryl. Let go of her dress.
These are my daughter's dresses.
Anne Blythe and Donna Reed are your daughters?
These are my Allegra and Binky's dresses. They were stolen from our apartment.
We didn't steal these dresses.
We rented them.
I can't stand this unpleasantness. Take me to my room, Ted. If you call the police, tell them no sirens. Reminds me of the war.
Marshal, I think we should call the police.
Oh, no, please don't call the police. On it, we didn't know anything about these dresses. They brought these dresses. We had nothing to wear.
Hold it. Hold it. I'll leave the room for a minute. It looks like you're rumbling here.
Our friends happen to be wearing stolen gowns.
Hey,
they're my
friends.
Daughter.
Don't steal. There is a good explanation for this, huh?
Now, come here, girls. Now, where did you get these dresses?
We rented them.
All right, you hear that? They rented them. You rented them?
Yes, Squiggy says he got it from his uncle's wax museum.
Girls, you are in big trouble.
Oh, we didn't know those Finks stole them on us.
Oh, we're very sorry. We'll return the dresses.
From behind bars. Call the police, Marshal.
Oh, no, no, that's it. I ought to get him.
Time out. Hold it.
Now, dig this. Maybe these dresses are hot, but these girls rented them in good faith. They are nice girls. They dressed up because they were excited about coming to your party. They dressed up for you. And I gotta remember, they don't have nice clothes like you and me. So everything is settled here, right? Tomorrow they're gonna return the dresses. You're gonna sit down and listen, let's not carry on in front of the help. It don't look good. Now just plant yourselves, huh?
Very well, I won't call the police. There's no point in making an issue. Oh,
thank you, Franz. I'm sure glad you were here.
Yes.
Try not to get any spots on these stolen dresses.
Don't worry, lady. We'll take them to the cleaners before we bring them back to you.
Have them dry cleaned and not the laundromat. The dresses are ruined. They'll have a permanent slouch. It just galls me to see Allegra and Binky's dresses on those two people.
People, huh? That's it. I'll show you people. Come on, Cheryl. You know, lady, I got more class in my little pinky than you have in your whole thumb. Follow me. Our coats, please. Here's my dress. Thank Binky or Allegra for me. I just want to say I came here tonight because my friend wanted to see the inside of one of these beautiful houses. Well, believe me, they look a lot friendlier from the outside. We were treated better by the attack dogs.
And lady, it's impossible to take you seriously in your slip.
Oh, yeah? Slip through this, huh?
Where is the other dress?
Hold it out, Cheryl!
Sorry, here's your dress.
No, I never.
It shows, honey.
Making me wait out here by myself.
Sorry.
Come on, Fonz, we're going home.
Yeah, let me just finish my soup, all right?
Come on, Cheryl.
I'd just like to apologize for the little misunderstanding and say what a pleasure it is to meet you all and... Let's do it again sometime.
My God.
What is it, Marshal?
There's an ear in my cup.
Come on, Laverne. You haven't spoken a word all the way home. Aren't you going to say anything at all? I mean, we didn't stay at the party long enough to meet any nice gentlemen, but we did all right otherwise. All in all, it wasn't such a bad evening.
What? What did you just say? Cheryl, it was a bad evening.
The next one will be better.
Cheryl, I let you talk me into this whole night, right? Well, at least learn something from it. First of all, your hopes are too high. An ant can't move a rubber tree plant. And second of all, Santa Claus is not gonna ho, ho, ho down our chimney and give you a gentleman as a present. Get it? Got it? Good.
Are you finished now? Are you through shouting at me? Because if you are, I would like to speak for a moment here. Oh, Laverne, tisk, tisk, tisk. You are a gloomy Gus. Of course you're never gonna meet a high society gentleman. What's he gonna do, walk up to you and say, "Hello, Laverne, care to go to the opera, my dear?" And you'll go,
Never saw you do that. You do that good.
You see? There you are. You make fun of everything. My plans may not always turn out perfect, but I try to get us to go places, do things, be somebodies, and all you ever do is knock it. Laverne DeFazio, you are very negative. You knock everything, you're sarcastic, and you yell much too loud. And if Santa Claus doesn't want to visit here, it's because he's afraid of you.
Santa's not afraid of me. I never said I was a saint, Cheryl. I mean, we grew up together. We went to school together. We took gym class together. You get to know a person. You knew what I was like. And I never dreamed. I never dreamed I would hear such words coming out of the girl's mouth who wrote this in my high school yearbook. To Laverne. If in heaven we don't meet, hand in hand we'll bear the heat. And if it ever gets too hot, Pepsi-Cola hits the spot. Now that's a beautiful sentiment, Cheryl. Too bad you didn't mean it.
Oh, gee, Laverne, I meant it. I'm sorry. You and I were good friends. If I want to have my dreams, you should let me have them. You shouldn't want to tear them down, silly as they may be sometimes. I dream for you, too.
All right. You have your dreams, and I'll try not to make fun of them. But it won't be easy.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much.
Just what makes that little old ant think he can move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber tree plant, 'cause he's got what, Laverne?
High hopes.
Louder.
High hopes.
That's right. He's got high hopes. He's got high apple pie in the sky hopes. So anytime you're feeling low,
Laverne DeFazio.
I'm Shirley Feeney.
Right, now them, me and the cake all go to a bachelor party on the Laverne and Shirley show.
This is gonna be one smutty affair.
Whatever they do, we'll just ignore it. And who knows, you may even be pleasantly surprised.
Dee Dee was the chick that was gonna come out of this cakes.
What happened to her?
She broke her arm climbing out of a pie.
Next week on Laverne and Shirley.